We continue our learning. We're in Makos, Paragimel Mishnah Ches. Previous mission, we spoke about a Nazir who was restricted from drinking wine, eating grapes. And if a Nazir is drinking wine all day, and there's only one warning, even though he drinks many revi'iyos, many shir, or many measures of that wine, he's chayv only one set of Makos. But if he's warned each and every time, al tishteh, then he drinks the revi'is. Al tishteh, don't drink, and he drinks another revi'is, he's chayv a set of Makos for each and every one. But two other restrictions the Nazir has, and that is coming contact with the dead, mitami lemesim, and also cutting his hair. So that topic is in our Mishnah. Hayim mitami lemesim kolayom. Enu chayv ala achas. If a Nazir, this would be true for a Kohen as well, coming contact with the dead, and he was warned only once, even though he does it multiple times, he's only chayv only one set of malkos. Now, that doesn't mean he's allowed to touch another body. That would be considered a separate isser. But nonetheless, he's only chayav only one set of malkos. Amalu al titame, after each and every time. They said, oh, can't come in contact with the dead. And within tok de dibur, he touches a dead body. And or, because in the same ohel, the same with the dead body, comes tame meis. And then they warn him again, and he does so again. So here the Mishnah says, then he chayav kol achas v'achas. The Rambam, interesting, writes in Hilchos Nazirus in Parakeh that even if a Nazir touches several bodies, and he was warned before each, so even different bodies, and he was warned before each time he touched them, he's chayv separately for each and every one, a separate set of malkos, but that's only if he separated himself from the first body. If he's still touching the first body when he's touching the second body, and he is warned before the touching the second body, according to the Rambam, he's not going to be chayv a separate set of malkos, and other Rishonim disagree. Mishnah then says, Hayam megaleach kol hayom. Now we're speaking about the restriction of cutting the hair. He's shaving all day, and he's warned, you're not allowed to cut your hair. Ayno chayv achas. He's only chayv one set of malkos. He's only worn once. Armulo al tegalach, but he's warned, you're not allowed to cut your hair, and he does it each and every time. So then he's going to be chayav hu megaleach, and in response, betoch de dibur, he shaves his head, he cuts his hair. Chayv kol achas va'achas, he's going to be chayv for each and every one. And so when we say he's megaleach kol hayom, doesn't mean he's shaving all day. It means that he's cutting his hair. They warn him, he cuts a little bit more until there's no more hair to cut. So then obviously he's not going to violate not going to be chayiv malkos after that. So says the Mishnah, ha-yolavush b'kilayim kol hayom. Step it halacha. This is not about a nazir at all. A person's wearing shatnez. Einu chayiv alachas. He chayiv only once. Amulo al tilbash v'u poshet v'lovesh. They say, you can't wear shatnez. He takes it off and they warn him again, you can't wear shanis. He puts it back on, then takes it off again. They warn him, you can't wear shanis, can't wear wool and linen together. So each and every time, chayv kol achas v'achas. Interesting though, here the Gemara says that according to the conclusion at least, he doesn't have to remove the entire garment. If between each and every hasra, he, not even if he removes his head. Some say, the idea, obviously, if he has to remove some part of his body. Okay, he takes off, removes the shirt a little bit off his head, and then puts it back on. Now, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that even if he doesn't take off any of the garment, but he waits between each and every hasra, each and every warning, enough that he had the time to remove it and put it back on, he's going to be chayav malkos on each and every hasra, even though he's not doing a maaseh. Since he did a maaseh at the beginning, and now he's waiting enough time, there's a delay or pause in order to take it off and then put it back on, that's considered a maaseh. And that helps explain the difficulty, which is the fact that this is a lav she'ein bo maaseh, meaning what? When you put on shatnez, that's an action, so I hear you here chayv malkos. But if you're telling me that you don't have to remove it and put it back on to be chayv another set of malkos with another warning, just the fact that there was enough time in between, so we view this as if it goes back to that original maaseh where you did put it on, and therefore it's considered as if there's an action, and therefore he's going to be chayv for each and every one. Perek Gimel Mishnah Test. Yesh choresh telem echad v'chayv alav mishum shmone lavin. Here the Mishnah is coming to teach us that a person can do one action and chayv many, many malkios because he violated many different lotases of the Torah while he was doing that. Here you have the case where he's saying a person can plow, telem is like a furrow, and it'd be chayv for eight lavin, eight negative commandments of the Torah. How is that so? So the Mishnah is going through each of them. So the first, Hacharish B'shor V'chamor. Number one, he's plowing with an ox and a donkey, or any two species of animals, one kosher and one non-kosher, and they're under the same yoke. The Pasuk says, Lo Sacharosh B'shor V'chamor Yachtov. So that's the first lav that he's doing. And Vehin Mukdasha, not only that, but that Shor V'chamor are Kadosh. What does it mean it's Kadosh? Well, the ox is Kadosh, let's say it was set aside as a korban. And that is, and the fact that it's Kadosh, so that there is going to be a prohibition to plow with it, because the pasuk says lo savod b'vchor shorecha. Now b'vchor we know is kadosh, so you have a shor, the firstborn ox, let's say lo savod, you can't work with it, you can't plow with it, you can't have it carry a burden. So, and that's not only true from when it comes to b'chor, we learn all karbanos from b'chor, so using a shor that's mukdash is a problem. What about a chamor? Chamor can't be brought as a karban, and most mepharshim say we're not speaking about the petar chamor, which has kedusha, but rather chamor which was donated to Bedek HaBayis. You can give the value of a chamor to Bedek HaBayis, to the upkeeper of the Beis HaMikdash, and you give its value, they'll sell it, use the money, and use that for upkeeping the Beis HaMikdash. So that has Kedusha's damim. That has Kedusha monetary value, monetary Kedusha. So here you're using a chamor that was designated for the Beis HaMikdash, and a shor that's a karbon, so that's a violation as well. What pasuk is violated when you use something that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash? So this is pasuk in Devarim Yud Beis. It says, "Lo sucha lechol bisharecha masar digoncha v'chol nidorecha asher tidor." So the Rambam Hilchos Meila in Perek Aleph says this is the Isser Meila. This is the Isser of misappropriating, getting benefits from that something that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash. So this applies to the chamor which is donated to the Bedek HaBayis, and now you're in violation of that when you are plowing with that chamor. And since the shor has one lav because it's a carbon, the chamor has another lav because that's like that donated to Bet Dekabais, that's two more lavin. So number one, you plowed with a shor chamor, which it's together, which is its own iser, and the fact that they're both kadosh, so that's two more iser, and that's three. Not only that, then bikalayim bakerim. In addition to that, the Torah says you're not allowed to sow mix seeds in a vineyard. I have, let's say, you have wheat, barley together with grape seeds, so that's an Issur Dorai. So he's here too. What's he doing? Well, he's plowing. We're assuming that there's, let's say, on the ground, there's a wheat kernel, and there's a barley kernel, and there's a grape seed in the ground, and now he violates Lo Tizrak HaMarcha Kalayim by covering it over as he's plowing. He covers it over. That's considered like he's planting. That's what we call Mechape B'Kalayim, and you get Malkus for that, even though you didn't plant it, but covering it up with dirt itself, that is now your fourth lav. Now, some say that this that they understand this differently. Other Rishonim say that they don't consider when you work with the donkey, they don't consider that a lav at all. A donkey doesn't have kedusha, and that's not a violation of the lav. Yes, the ox, yes, but not the donkey. So according to them, they believe the lav here of kilayim really includes two. It includes not the shor and the chamor together, that's one, and then the fact that the shor is kadosh, that's two. Chamor, no problem, it alone. But when it comes to the climate, there's really two. There's the pasuk sadcholos is ra kilayim, which is he's really doing two things wrong, because he's covering the wheat and the barley kernels by plowing, in addition to the grape seeds. So that is, so what's he doing? He's now violating planting, sowing seeds together in a field, and that's just the covering over the wheat and the barley. And then the fact that he's mingling them in a vineyard as well, that's a separate lav as well. So now we have four. Uvashvias. And you know when he's doing this? He's doing this during the Shemitah year. Pasuk says, Uvashana, Hashvias, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Elarts, Shabbos, Hashem, Sadachalos, Isra. So plowing in this way, covering the seeds, that's a tolda, that's a subcategory of Zriya, and which is prohibited. And therefore, now that's a fifth lav. And V'yomtiv, and he's doing this on Yomtiv. So that's a negative command for Yisrael Chayv Malkus. Why wouldn't he say he's doing this on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos, Yisrael Chayv Malkus, Yisrael Chayv Misa B'day Shamayim. That is a lav hanitan azharas misas based in. Well, you have a negative commandment, but the punishment is a misas based in punishment, not kares. Kares, we said, could potentially be Chayv Malkus for that if you warn for Malkus, but not a misas based in. So since for Chayv Shabbos is Chayv Skila, so therefore you're not going to get Malkus. malchus for that. That's why we mention yontif, which is just a lav for doing malacha. And the kohen v'nazir beveis hatoma. What are the last two? He's in a cemetery when he's doing the plowing. By going to the cemetery, he's violating two things because he's both a kohen and a nazir. The kohen, we say lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav. The nazir has the lav of kol yemei haziro l'Hashem al nefesh meis lo yavo. So there we have all together a person can violate these yesh chorim telem echad v'chayv mishim shmona lavin. Chananya ben Chachinai Omer af halovish kilayim. He says, oh, no, there could be a ninth. If he's wearing kilayim, he's wearing shatnez while he's doing this. So that's also a violation, and that would end up being nine. Amar the Chachamim said, yeah, we could throw as many on as we want, but eino hashem. That's not for the same name, literally. It's not the same reason. That's an external factor. With the fact that he's wearing kilayim, so that doesn't connect at all to the fact that he's plowing. So that's not counted amongst them. Amalhem, he said back to them, well, if I can't include Kalayim, then af lo ha-nazir hu Hashem. The same thing should be true, by the way, when it comes to the nazir. Same thing we say about the Kohen as well. The fact that that's not related to the plowing, it's just the fact that they entered into the cemetery. So that's, what does that have to do with the fact that he's plowing, doing this all together? Well, what would the Tanakama respond? Tanakama would say, and the Bar Tanur quotes this, umiu Tanakama chashiv lu b'chla Lave Hatelim. He thinks the fact that he's a Nazir and a Kohen is included in the Lav, in the negative commandments of this act of plowing. Why? It's not about the plowing, it's about entering the cemetery. That's external. Why is that any different than wearing Kilai and wearing Shatnei? I can't plow with the ox unless I go with them and I guide them. So if you have to follow where they go, if they're going to the cemetery, you have to follow them. And therefore, going to the cemetery as a Kohen and a Nazir is in fact included in this full act.